The following letter was submitted in response to a story entitled, Council Directs Poplar Developer to Consult Public Before They'll Consider MZO Support. Editor, I am writing to comment on the proposed development on Poplar Side Road at Raglan Street by Live Work Learn Play Inc. Specifically, I am concerned about the use of municipal zoning orders, MZO, popularized by the current provincial government to rezone municipal land. This controversial tool bypasses existing rezoning processes to manage land locally as well as skirt environmental assessments. Summer Valentine, Director of Planning, Building and Economic Development, for Collingwood has made it clear that under any MZO approval, the province would ultimately have the final say. The land in question currently represents 91% of Collingwood's total future industrial development lands. In light of the global challenges of pandemic, the climate crisis and geopolitical threats, loss of industrial land would be a considerable sacrifice. Supply chain issues will not go away as long as our economy remains reliant on offshore production. Now more than ever, it is important to think globally and act locally. There are emerging opportunities for domestic industry. For example, the provincial government is investing billions into an electric battery plant in southern Ontario. The federal government is investing in a new pharmaceutical facility in Quebec to make Moderna vaccines. Before relinquishing 91% of our industrial zoned land to other development, the municipal government could be proactively working with other levels of government to attract industry and jobs to Collingwood. We are witnessing developers driving the agenda. Council did hire a third-party consultant, the Planning Partnership Inc., TPP, and Urban Metrics, to review the proposed development and provide advice. A principal at TPP, Ron Palmer, referenced the lack of integration with Collingwood proper as well as density issues given it would be about the size of Parry Sound. This should be cause for concern for the BIA, Historic District and other existing businesses and facilities that would be in competition or displaced. The proposed complex also includes a biotech and innovation district and a center of excellence in sports medicine. One wonders how a developer can ensure it will be used to that effect. Acting Deputy Mayor Marianne McLeod expressed concern about the possibility of bait and switch. As Ms. Valentine said, any MZO approval will ultimately take control out of council's hands. Collingwood needs to build a robust local economy that is balanced and sustainable. The growing disparity of wealth in Collingwood is creating an imbalance as seen by the unmet demand for service staff in the area. This is the result of a combination of low wages and lack of attainable housing. Collingwood needs workers of all kinds to build a better future at all levels of society. Industry brings opportunities. Municipal governments have regulations in place to serve the best interest of their constituents without the impetus of MZOs. It's a form of intimidation for developers to be imposing the timeline. Due diligence on the part of council, in consultation with local stakeholders, is needed to form a clear vision of where we want to live, work, learn and play. Ani Redston, Collingwood, on.